cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to various counties. Was it worth it?
Of course it was worth it. And whether it cost hundreds of thousands of dollars remains to be seen, but regardless of the cost, the integrity of the election processes in Wisconsin is one of the highest constitutional protections we can provide to ensure that democracy is alive and well in Wisconsin. As I just talked about, we uncovered so many irregularities and anomalies around the state, and especially in Waukesha County, that there needs to be a thorough review of how elections are run in Wisconsin, and improvements need to be made, and the process needs to be fixed to ensure that everyone has confidence that their vote counts and that their vote is properly and accurately counted. That, I can't imagine a goal more worthy than that.
You said David Prosser won this election. You congratulated him. How sure are you that he won the election?
I stand by what I said in my remarks. The recount has established that he won.
You feel that way in your heart that you lost then?
I feel that he won the election, but that I and all of the people who participated in this election established what it really means to have a grassroots effort to really participate, become involved in the electoral process. And that has been a great win for all of the people of Wisconsin.
Do you think the problems with the clerks or with the volunteers, and what do you think the solution is?
Pardon, I didn't hear the beginning.
Do you think the problem is with the county clerks, or do you think it's with the volunteers that work the elections, and what do you think the solution is?
The clerks work really hard, and so did the volunteers. The problem is there needs to be more training, there need to be more protections, there need to be easier ways to secure our ballots, to handle our absentee ballots. The whole job of ensuring the integrity of the election process needs to be more straightforward and easier to follow.
Do you think we can achieve that with a system where you got hundreds of municipal clerks doing elections?
Oh, sure. And in many cases, the clerks knew what they needed to do, and they need to train their inspectors better, they need to train the folks in the polling places better, they need more support, unquestionably, from the GAB. And if we, you know, they need more resources, as does everyone, but to ensure the integrity of elections in Wisconsin, we need resources at the back end. We need resources to assure that ballots are secure, that ballots are properly counted, that poll books are properly reconciled. We uncovered hardly any, if any at all, evidence that there's any problems up front with voters.
You talked about Waukesha County quite a bit. What should the next step be? Who should be investigating Waukesha County?
The GAB should accept our complaint and appoint an independent investigator.
If there isn't enough evidence to warrant judicial review of this, and there isn't enough evidence to bring any sort of formal complaint against Waukesha County or any other, how, you said this is worth it. How is it worth it if there is no formal action necessarily to be taken?
We don't need to go to court to fix the election process in Wisconsin. We don't need to go to court to continue participating in the democratic process and make sure it's the best it can be in Wisconsin.
Seeking these election reforms, is this a process you yourself plan to be active in going forward here?
I have suggested in my letter the steps that we believe the GAB needs to take, and I hope that people around the state support those suggestions.
What's the next step for you? Will you return to the Attorney General's office?
I've never left.
Okay. But, I mean, you'll just go back into
This election and the connections that I've made with thousands of people around the state have opened up incredible windows of opportunity, and I will see what doors through which I might want to go.
Do you have an opinion on who ultimately bears responsibility for the problems in Waukesha County?
No. I believe, as we have outlined in our complaint, that it warrants additional investigation.
Would you consider running for office again?
It was fun.
Other than congratulating Justice Prosser, what else did you say to him this morning?
I just gave him a heads up that I decided not to pursue a court action, and that I congratulated him, and we engaged in some small talk.
Did he have any response to your news?
No, he just said that it's been... I mean, we both agreed that this was quite an experience. And I would like to add something, too, since you're not asking. I made the decision to seek the recount for the reasons that I stated. I had no ulterior motives. I consulted with no one else but my closest confidants. And I have made this decision not to go to court in that same vein. I did not have donuts with the union thugs this morning before I came to this press conference. I did not think about what impact my decision might have on the unions or any other part of the Wisconsin electorate. I thought of the Wisconsin electorate as a whole. I thought of the efforts we all need to make democracy with a little d work at its best in this great state of Wisconsin. And I have made that decision based solely on those considerations.
Even if you didn't consult with them, did you feel pressure from people?
I never heard from them. And nor have they financed my part, my share of the expenses of this recount. I have been supported by thousands of small contributions, $5, $10, up to $100, from people around the state who wanted to have confidence in the outcome of elections in Wisconsin.
Looking back on this entire process, is there anything you personally would have done differently? Any decisions you would revisit possibly?
No, I am gratified by having experienced a truly grassroots election where people came together and talked to each other in ways that they haven't talked to before in elections, certainly for Supreme Court justice, and where they got together and made this election happen and made this campaign happen. That was a true grassroots effort that took this election to places people never expected.
So as you made your decision not to sue, you were not thinking of any matters that would be before the court or the court. You were purely thinking about this legal situation in terms of the recount.
I sure was. And some pundits who thought that all along I was just doing this to delay Justice Prosser's taking his seat in August, it absolutely never occurred to me. It is worth it for people before they talk to consult the people to whom they're ascribing motives before they do so.
You noted that in comparison to the front end, the voter side of what happens in elections, there's a marked amount of proof that the back end needs review. Would you like to comment any more about the new voter ID bill and the new pressures that voters will have as they approach the polls coming in July and beyond?
No, I think what I've said is very clear, that we need resources on the back end to make sure that all of the anomalies and irregularities and more are fixed. And that's what we need to make sure that elections are fair in Wisconsin. We have uncovered no evidence that resources need to be put in on the front end.
Thank you.